The following announcement has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
I see. This is Perched on the Top Rope. And I'm the biggie man. And I'm coming to get ya!
Welcome, everyone, to Perched on the Top Rope, this day in pro wrestling history. Ladies and gentlemen, it is December 15th, 1997. We are in the height of the Monday Night Wars. And on December 15th, 1997, we had WCW Nitro and WWF Raw going head-to-head in another week. Who won in the ratings? What happened on those shows? Well, sit back, folks. I'm about to tell you. The show kicks off with Vince McMahon, the owner of the WWF, starting the show. And this is how he kicked it off. It has been said that anything can happen here in the World Wrestling Federation. But now, more than ever, truer words have never been spoken. This is a conscious effort on our part to open the creative envelope, so to speak, in order to entertain you in a more contemporary manner. Even though we call ourselves sports entertainment, because of the athleticism involved, the key word in that phrase is entertainment. The WWF extends far beyond the strict confines of sports presentation into the wide open environment of broad-based entertainment. We borrow from such program niches like soap operas, like Days of Our Lives, or music videos such as those on MTV. Daytime talk shows like Jerry Springer, and other cartoons like King of the Hill, on Fox sitcoms like Seinfeld, and other widely accepted form of television entertainment. We in the WWF think that you, the audience, are quite frankly tired of having your intelligence insulted. We also think that you're tired of the same old simplistic theory of good guys versus bad guys. Surely the era of the superhero who urged you to say your prayers and take your vitamins is definitely passé. Therefore, we've embarked on a far more innovative and contemporary creative campaign that is far more invigorating and expiantious than ever before. However, due to the live nature of Raw in the war zone, we encourage some degree of parental discretion as relates to the younger audience allowed to stay up late. Other WWF programs on USA, such as Saturday Morning Live Wire and Sunday Morning Superstars, where there's a 40% increase in the younger audience. Obviously, however, need no such discretion. We are responsible television producers who work hard to bring you this outrageous, wacky, wonderful world known as WWF. Through some 50 years of World Wrestling Federation has been an entertainment mainstay here in North America and all over the world. One of the reasons for the longevity is, as times have changed, so have we. I'm happy to say that this new vibrant creative direction has resulted in a huge increase in television viewership, for which we thank USA Network and TSN for allowing us to have creative freedom. But most especially, we would like to thank you for watching. Raw and Warzone are definitely the cure for the common show. Now, that is how Vince McMahon opened up Monday Night Raw. And we had already had a increase seeing the things that Vince McMahon talked about in that speech. From DX already being a thing, from seeing outlandish, realistic storylines in WWE, using more of that realism in breaking away from characters like Doink the Clown. However, on this show, there are some of those characters still lingering in the WWF. Now, this is how the show went. The opening match was Taka Michinoku defeated Jerry the King Lawler by DQ. Now, Jerry the King Lawler and Taka were involved in a storyline as Taka Michinoku had beaten Brian Christopher for the WWF Light Heavyweight Championship. Jerry Lawler using Asian stereotypes and things to that nature, defending his illegitimate child, so to speak, Brian Christopher. So you can already see just with the first matches, there's, you know, WWF had already been doing that realism.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Dude Love defeated the Road Dogg, Jesse James. Mark Henry squashes the Brooklyn Brawler. Tom Brandy defeated the Sultan with the Iron Sheik. There's, you know, one of those characters that, you know, those things that I had been talking about. Some can argue about Dude Love, but the man had 3 different personas at the same time going. It was probably more of a schizophrenic thing at that point. Steve Blackman defeats Jose Estrada with Savio Vega. Again, Savio Vega with his crew. You have the Legion of Doom feuding with them. You had the Disciples of Apocalypse, the Nation of Domination, all using all forms of stereotypes. And speaking of the Legion of Doom, the Legion of Doom defeated D-Generation X, Shawn Michaels, and Triple H by DQ. And folks, not only did Legion of Doom win by DQ when China hit that low blow, afterwards, we would see the badass Billy Gunn and the Road Dogg Jesse James come down to assist D-Generation X in attacking the Legion of Doom and forming the New Age Outlaws with DX, expanding the group even more. And ladies and gentlemen, we are now on WCW Nitro and the results there. Ray Taylor defeated Vincent. Now, Ray Taylor had begun a feud with the NWO basically when he joined, and they kicked him out basically immediately. The WCW Television Championship was on the line as the champion Disco Inferno retained, defeating Yuji Nagata. Fit Finlay defeats Dean Malenko. Juventud Guerrera and Rey Mysterio Jr. defeat La Parca and Psychosis. Scott Hall defeats Chris Jericho. The Steiner Brothers, the tag team champions, defeated Conan and Scott Steiner by DQ. Randy Savage defeated Booker T. Chris Benoit defeated Scotty Riggs. Buff Bagwell defeats Lex Luger by DQ. And Ric Flair defeats Kurt Hennig by DQ in a WCW United States Heavyweight Championship title match. Now, the big part of this show is there are two things that had taken place that were really, really big during this show. And well, the biggest is, if you don't know, fans, they talked about it like crazy all night. It was the debut of the Hitman Bret Hart. And what had happened, folks, was WCW, obviously in Charlotte, North Carolina. Bret made his first appearance since signing for the company the previous month. And obviously we know what happened with the Montreal Screwjob. On Nitro, on his appearance, Bret Hart was announced that he would be the special guest referee for the Starrcade match between Larry Zbysko and Eric Bischoff. Bischoff, obviously, with the NWO, Larry Zbysko with WCW. At the time, Bischoff, you know, was making all these claims that Bret Hart was going to be NWO, Bret Hart was always a company man when it came to the WWF, but this time we're going to see a different side of Bret Hart. Well, fans, for on this day in pro wrestling history, you'll have to wait and find out when that day comes. However, ladies and gentlemen, when it came to the ratings between WCW and WWF, the ratings were quite a huge difference. WWF Raw drew 2.7 million, where WCW Nitro drew 4.1 million. And when you see the results of the shows, I think you can see why. It really feels like WWF in 1997 still did not have the star power that it needed to defeat WCW. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, that is Perched on the Top Ropes this day in pro wrestling history. You can go back and listen and watch all the other This Day in Pro Wrestling History videos and podcasts. YouTube.com/PerchedOnTheTopRope. You can also listen to us on Apple, Google, Spotify, Podbean, Podbay, Red Circle, you name it. If there is a podcasting hosting site, we are on it. It's Perched on the Top Rope. You can also find us on Facebook.com/PerchedOnTheTopRope. We are on X, Perched Top Rope. We are on Instagram and Threads, Perched on the Top Rope Podcast. We are on TikTok at Perched on the Top Rope. Remember, fans, spoiler-free's the way to be. I'm out.